Okay, so regulation through guidance, or regulating by guidance. That's not a kind of the standard topic that we're used to, but it is an active topic in the federal administrative law arena. And I'll get into that in a little bit. But the concept of guidance and regulation, of course, that's what we do. Dudley made a reference to it in his talk this morning. What I want to try to do today is to shed a little bit of light on the federal context to provide some perspective of how that might influence or might be used and might inform us in essentially some of the same practices, maybe under different names or not named at all, in Texas. So I'm going to run through kind of some basics, I suppose. There are references and links to the various documents that the paper refers to. I'm probably not going to get into that very much. So how many of you are involved with or have a practice that involves federal APA or the federal regulatory scheme? I saw one. Okay. That should help. Now, first of all, what is regulation by guidance? The regulation by guidance, I think we'll see, is a bit of a legal oxymoron.